Good morning, everyone, and a happy Easter to all of you on this glorious day. I hope you have all got a little bag. Has everybody got a little bag? Having told you you need a little bag, I'm now going to ask you not to look in it. Because I'm going to use this bag to help me explore the story of Easter on that very first morning, and also what Easter means to us today. So if you can resist, don't go into your bag until I tell you the bits that you need from it. I'm also going to ask you to help me make my point. So I'm going to ask you to repeat a phrase several times throughout the morning. Whenever I say the words on the first Easter morning, I'd like you to say, "The impossible happened." Okay? Now, I don't mind how you say it. You could say, "The impossible happened." Or you could say, "The impossible happened." Or you could go, "The impossible happened." I really don't mind. I just need you to pay attention and to say, "The impossible happened." So let's have a practice. On the first Easter morning, the impossible happened. Excellent. We are ready for our story through the Easter morning today. On the first Easter morning, the impossible happened. The massive stone that had been rolled in front of Jesus' tomb was rolled away from the entrance. Inside the tomb, where Jesus' body should have been, it was now empty. All that was left to see were the grave clothes folded up. Now, to help us remember the empty tomb, I'm going to need a volunteer. Oh, come on then, your hand was up first. I have here an egg, okay? A typical standard Easter egg. Can you hold it up so everybody can see it? Yep, right, Easter egg. And I would like you to unwrap it for me. Now, this is why we have Easter eggs, because they are a representation of the tomb. So, not that the tomb was made of chocolate. Okay. So can you tell me what's inside that egg? No, inside. What's inside the egg? I think you're going to have to break it. Can you break it for me? Oh, wonderful. And what was inside?
Nothing.
Nothing. That's right. There was nothing inside the egg, just like the tomb. It was empty. How disappointing. How surprising. Right, thank you very much. I'll take those from you. And before you go, I'll give you one that you can take with you. Thank you for your help. You can go back and sit down. So, on that first Easter morning, the impossible happened. Some of you are still awake. Good. Inside the tomb, there was nothing. No body. Jesus was gone. On the first Easter morning, the impossible happened. Death could not hold Jesus in the grave. Death was defeated, and Jesus was raised to life. Not only was he raised to life, but he was walking around, talking to people, 2 days after he was dead and buried. And Jesus, having been risen from the dead, over the course of the next 40 days, he met and spoke with about 500 different people. And when these people saw the risen Jesus, their lives were changed forever. One of the first people who saw Jesus risen again was Mary. On meeting the risen Jesus, Mary's life was transformed. Instead of being really sad, Mary was now full of joy. Instead of being confused about Jesus, Mary was now full of love for Jesus. And instead of being in despair, Mary was now full of hope. On the first Easter morning, the impossible happened. Jesus was raised from the dead, and as he met people, their lives were changed forever. As we ponder that significance, I'm going to invite you to stand and we can sing our first song together. Jesus rising from the dead mean for us today? I'm going to work through three words, all beginning with the letter F, to help us discover what Jesus' resurrection has achieved and remember how our lives are changed. Forgiveness, friend, follow. Those are my three F words. First F is the word forgiveness. Jesus' resurrection means that on the first Easter morning, the impossible happened. We who rebelled against God, ignored his commands, and deserved to be punished or worse, ignored by God, we can be forgiven. Let's listen to our reading today, which Ruth is going to bring to us. It's what Peter said to Cornelius in the Message version of Acts.
Peter fairly exploded with his good news. It's God's own truth. Nothing could be plainer. God plays no favorites. It makes no difference who you are or where you're from. If you want God and are ready to do as he says, the door is open. The message he sent to the children of Israel, that through Jesus Christ everything is being put together again, well, he's doing it everywhere, among everyone. You know the story of what happened in Judea. It began in Galilee, after John preached a total life change. Then Jesus arrived from Nazareth, anointed by God with the Holy Spirit, ready for action. He went through the country, helping people and healing everyone who was beaten down by the devil. He was able to do all this because God was with him. And we saw it all, everything he did in the land of the Jews and in Jerusalem, where they killed him, hung him on a cross. But in 3 days, God had him up, alive and out of there, where he could be seen. Not everyone saw him. He wasn't on public display. Witnesses had been carefully handpicked by God beforehand. Us, we were the ones there to eat and drink with him after he came back from the dead. He commissioned us to announce this in public, to bear solemn witness that he is in fact the one whom God destined as judge of the living and the dead. But we are not alone in this. Our witness that he is the means to forgiveness of sins is backed up by the witness of all the prophets. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Thank you, Ruth. So, Peter told Cornelius, he, Jesus, is the means to forgiveness of sins. I would like a volunteer to help me illustrate this. Any? Okay, come on then, Zoe. Right, so when we live to please ourselves and we choose to ignore God's ways, we are in fact choosing to sin. Sin is a tricky word, but you can think of it as just anything that makes God sad. And sadly, that means we all sin. We don't necessarily mean to sin. We don't mean to make God sad. It's almost as if we can't help ourselves. Romans 6:16. And it's very easy to get ourselves tied up in sin. So Zoe, if you could stand over here for me. So it might start with just a little lie, just a little white lie, and we can get ourselves all tied up in sin. Thing with lies is that one lie tends to lead to another, leads to another. Or maybe it's spreading a little bit of gossip, just a little bit, you know, not a lot. Maybe it's thinking unkind thoughts about somebody instead of kind thoughts. Perhaps jealousy, greed, you know, just for a little bit more and more and more and more and more until you're all tied up. You're all bound up. You can't usually see the chains of sin, but you're bound up nevertheless. The good news is that's why Jesus came. He came to set us free. So if you say sorry to God and you mean it, if you have faith in Jesus, then Jesus will set you free. He will break the chains of sin for you. Thank you, Zoe. Before you go. So when he died on the cross, Jesus made payment for all of our sins forever. His resurrection from the dead proves that Jesus, the Son of God, not only has authority to forgive sins, but he has the ability to set us free. As Peter told Cornelius, our part is to choose. We choose to put our trust in Jesus, in what he has done for us. And then we are free forever. Peter said, if you want God, and if you are ready to do as he says, the door is open. It is open to every single one of us, to all our friends, to all our neighbors, to our colleagues, to those people who are really rather annoying. It's open to everyone. We all have an opportunity now to ask for Jesus' forgiveness. We come to the bags. Please get out your white bags. Inside, you will find three black or white pipe cleaners. Does anybody not have a bag? Please put your hand up if you need a bag. We've got one at the end. Karen needs a bag. Anybody else not have a bag? Some of the Kirtleys need a bag. So, pipe cleaners. If you can put these into a chain, so if you just make a little loop at the top, and then you take your second pipe cleaner, and you put it through and make a little connection, and then a third, so that you have got a chain of pipe cleaners. This could represent your sins. And in a short time of quiet, I'm going to be quiet, and I'm going to give you a moment to reflect on anything that you feel is binding you up, or anything that you feel you want to say sorry to God for. And now we can say the words of the confession together. Lord Jesus, we confess to you the wrong things we have thought, said, and done. We are sorry that we haven't loved you or loved other people. Thank you that you died for us and rose again. Please forgive us and set us free for the glory of your name. Amen. And let's receive God's forgiveness. You might want to untie your chains now as a sign of your forgiveness and your freedom as I say a prayer. Thank you, Lord, that when we confess our sins, you are faithful and just and forgive us. Come and fill us with your Holy Spirit so that we can be free and live lives pleasing to you. Amen. If you would like to stand, if you're able, we're going to have another few songs now, so please stand. So So we have looked at the first of my three F words, F for forgiveness. The second F is the word friends. Jesus' resurrection on that first Easter morning meant the impossible happened. We, who have rejected God, ignored him, we can now be friends with God. That is possible because Jesus' death was the ultimate sacrifice, enabling us to become closer to God. You see, God loves us. God has always loved us. But now, because of Jesus' death and resurrection, we can come close to God. We can know God as a friend. I'm going off script slightly, but I was at the Easter Good Friday Act of Witness on Friday, and one of the songs was really powerful about how we can call God friend. And I thought, gosh, that's really, I don't feel like I can. I don't feel worthy enough to call God, God. We're talking about God here. God, my friend? That doesn't seem regal enough. It doesn't seem respectful enough. And then I thought, but then, if Jesus has done all of this, how can I not call him friend? That would be disrespectful too, to think that all of the sacrifice was for nothing. So anyway, back on script. We can call God friend. He says we can call him friend. So back into our little bags then. I want you to find the little smiley yellow sticker. And I'd like you to stick your sticker on your clothes somewhere, maybe somewhere close to your heart. If you don't have a sticker, if somehow I managed to miss putting a sticker in your bag, they are quite small. We do have spares. So as you put this on yourself, wherever you choose to put that, know that God smiles when he sees you, when he thinks about you. God smiles for you because God loves you. He loves you more than you could imagine. Put your hand over your heart at the moment and receive that truth. God loves you. God loves you. So that's my second F, friend. Forgiveness, friend. And the third F today that I want to look at is follow. Ready? Jesus' resurrection means that on the first Easter morning, the impossible happened. We, who have lived aimlessly, wandering around, trying to find the meaning of life, we are invited to follow Jesus and to be part of his mission in this world, to be part of his plan for this world. So we get to open our bags again and find a little blue puzzle piece. God has a plan. God knows the big picture, if you like. And he invites you and me to be part of this big picture plan. For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for good and not for disaster. They are to give you a future and a hope. Jeremiah 29, verse 11. So I wonder, what part of the puzzle will you be if you choose to follow Jesus? Following Jesus is exciting. He calls us to change the world with him as part of his big picture plan. So one day he might invite us to be part of his healing ministry. Perhaps you can pray for somebody who is ill and Jesus heals them. Perhaps he invites you to be part of his saving ministry where you can share that Jesus loves someone, and then they choose to follow Jesus, and their lives are transformed. One day, Jesus might invite us to be part of his ministry of justice, where we can choose to stand with someone who is in difficulty. By choosing to follow Jesus, we are not only part of God's plan for our time here on earth, but we are also given a fantastic future. Two more F's. Because Jesus' resurrection means that death is not the end for us either. One day, our bodies will be resurrected, and we will be living forever with God in heaven, where there is no pain, no suffering, no dying. Jesus' resurrection on that first Easter morning means the impossible happened. You do please be seated. So, in summary, today we have discovered that on the first Easter morning, the impossible happened. The tomb was empty. Jesus had been raised from the dead, and death has been defeated. That means that Jesus' resurrection has meant the impossible has happened for us too. We can be forgiven. We can be friends with God. And we are invited to follow Jesus. So as we celebrate God's goodness to us all, open up your bags one last time, and you should find in there an egg. Now, I just want you to hold it for now. Just hold it, just for a moment. This egg represents the whole story. No pun intended. If you look at it, you can think about the hollowness, the hollow egg that represents the empty tomb. In other words, the forgiveness that Jesus gave us. You can think about the sweet chocolate, which represents God's rich love for us. The fact that we can be friends with God. And you can choose to accept this egg, just like we can choose to be part of God's big picture plan, to follow Jesus, just by saying yes. Nothing else, just yes. And as I mentioned before, Jesus, following him is exciting. It certainly isn't boring. So now I need two adult volunteers. So I know, two adults, somebody quite potentially strong. Right, I'll have a Duncan and a very reluctant Janice. No, nobody. Oh, all right. Well, Karen might do it for you. I only need two, so we'll see. This is to demonstrate that following Jesus is fun. It is giving us a future, and it is, in fact, fantastic. So I've got confetti cannons. So what you need to do is you need to rotate it this way, following... it's got arrows. You've got to rotate it quite fast. Now, health and safety, please don't point it at anybody. You might want to stand further back. You have to rotate it, I believe, really quite firmly. On my signal, not before. So if you want to come over this side, Duncan. Yep. We'll try and make sure. Now, there will be potentially a big bang, or it might just fizzle out and not work at all. But following Jesus is exciting. And so... and one last time, really loudly, I'd like us all to say, Jesus' resurrection means that on the first Easter morning, the impossible happened. Well, he did say we'd have to wait, didn't he? It's not working, Scott.
The impossible.
The impossible has happened. Oh. Didn't we have some others?
Just keep turning for hours, I would say.
That's a bit of an anti-climax. You can cut that bit from the script.
While Janice and Duncan entertain us, let me pray a blessing as we go into the day and as we send an email to the people who delivered the confetti cannons. And so may God the Father, by whose love Christ was raised from the dead, I don't think they're going to work, you can stand down, open to us who believe the gates of everlasting life May God the Son, who in bursting from the grave has won a glorious victory, give us joy as we share the Easter faith. And God the Holy Spirit, who filled the disciples with the life of the risen Lord, empower us and fill us with Christ's peace. So let's just have a moment. Receive Christ's peace this morning. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among us and remain with us always. Amen. Go in the peace of Christ. Alleluia, alleluia. Thanks be to God. Alleluia, alleluia. Happy Easter. Refreshments are downstairs. Oh, we're going to have another go, are we? Right.
I also just say that if you require a free from egg, gluten, dairy free, etc., we do have those. So just come and ask and we can swap you your dairy egg for your other ones. Right.
Situation, you are free to leave.
Right, do you want to have a go with that one? Again, not pointing at anyone in particular. Yay! Do you want to do the other one?